My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Ty Law on a Ty Tuesday, brought to you by Corvus Vodka, the official vodka of Pro Football Hall of Famer Ty Law, and by 110 Grill, gluten-free dining done right. And so just to clear up the worm thing, you met him somewhere and he brought up that he was worm. Is that what happened?
Yes, he brought up, and of course, it always comes back to Coco. I'm telling you, when I'm out, you know, they got this thing with Coco. So I'm like, okay, what is he going to say now? Because I thought he listened to the show, but I was unaware of the dating show. Mm-hmm. He told me to ask you. This is verbatim. He said this to me on the DM. Ask Coco if she could go back, would she want her friend to choose worm instead of that cornball on the blind date game?
Well, John was very nice. Thank you for your service, John. I believe he is deported right now.
He was boring, though, but thanks for the service.
And
he's what? Deported?
Oh, wait, no. I'm sorry, not deported. He is
deported? What'd he do?
Yes.
Where are you from originally?
Yeah, they believe it's like Wellesley.
Do you mean deployed, perhaps? Okay.
You ain't even sipped the Corvus yet. Yeah. You talking that?
I believe he's like a white guy from Wellesley, so I don't know where they deported him to.
He is deployed right now.
So you agree? Because he said Wiggy only wanted to have his back.
No, yeah, Wiggy did have his back. Yeah. I really liked. Worm wanted his own radio show. Worm did not want to date
Mary.
Okay,
but he was kind of the bad guy.
Right.
He had a good personality.
Wiggy was really an advocate for Worm in the blind dating game.
Courtney's, I want to deport Worm. I'll tell you that.
Courtney had more influence on it because it was her friend.
She kept gearing her
towards the other guy, the military guy.
I'm like, the
military dude, granted, nice guy, but boring.
Hey, well, I'll tell you, I know from the short amount of time that I got to interact with Worm. He is cool.
Great person.
Hey, Worm, shout out to Worm, man. Worm is cool.
They'd be married right now if they would have linked up.
Missed out on the good one, man. Worm, all right.
Do you think he would have been?
Stop. I wish you jumped out of that chime. Thanks.
And now her poor friend is still single because Courtney gave her bad advice.
You ever know, Greg, those people that are like they have the visa expiring?
Courtney really don't care because she got Santo, you know. Yep. She don't care.
She got to look out for a friend, though.
I know. I will not be having if we do the dating game again, which I hope we do, my friends will not be involved.
Are you sure?
It was too stressful.
It was too stressful for you? Yeah.
It's like the plot of The Proposal, where Sandra Bullock's character has to marry the assistant in order to remain in the United States. That was what was going on.
Yes. Well, Courtney, don't worry about it, because, listen, my boy Johnny Bart will definitely come on.
Johnny Bart would be really good.
I mean, he's a guy, you know. I mean, I bet the ladies would love to,
He's an ex-con, as they say.
We all have our past.
They got fans and groupies and all that stuff.
Johnny Bart is fit, too.
He is...
He could be very popular with the ladies.
Very fit for his age, in unbelievable shape, speaks Spanish, so can help Courtney with the language. Okay. Self-taught when it comes to speaking Spanish, so that's
self-taught
impressive.
Spanish in jail?
Yeah, he learned how to speak Spanish on his own. You know, I mean, obviously he had, like Spanish inmates that were kind of
in a pinch. She could probably mix up a little prison wine for
definitely do that
for the date.
Yes, he's very good with his hands, so definitely do that.
Yeah. Okay,
so
okay.
He's a, you know,
all right.
Got his own clothing line, so he's an entrepreneur.
Okay.
27 so straight if you want to check it out.
Does his clothing line still have the tags attached to it from the store, or does he?
No. It's his own clothing line. Okay. Yes, 27 straight.
Okay, we got it.
All right.
You know you're going to see Johnny Bart.
I love Johnny Bart. He's a great guy. He's a great guy.
Yeah, he's got a great personality. So maybe we can hook him up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Ty Law's here.
Yeah.
Were you as shocked as the rest of the world was by that win on Sunday?
No, because I think I was the only one here that said they're going to win the first game.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yes.
I was the only one. I expected those guys to win. Of course, you got to think about Chase he was in a hold in. You know what I mean? He wasn't playing. They didn't have rhythm.
He does not look happy there.
Mm-mm.
Right.
But I assume because he played.
Right.
That they're close to some kind of a
It looked like they, not that they forced them, but he was like, I didn't want to get hit with, did you see Hassan Reddick got hit with $800,000 for missing the game? So I think Chase didn't want to get hit with that type of money.
Yeah,
but he did look miserable through the whole game. Like, I don't want to be.
I mean, I know how you can change his attitude. You know what I mean? You give him his money.
Pay him.
Yeah. Pay him. And then, I mean, you're going to see somebody happy and jipper, ready to go out there and play. But I felt that this was a prime time for them to get a win at home. And I did say that they were going to win as a team. Yeah. I don't think anybody played outstanding. The numbers don't pop out at you, you know, with the quarterback play on both sides. You know, neither one of them did anything but try to manage the game. But when you have a running game, when Stevenson is running like that, when the defense is playing and making those opportunistic plays, you got a chance. But I think – in order for the Patriots to have success, they're going to have to play as a team like we did and build the name. Let people look out for you for as far as an individual. The individual accolades, they'll come, but you're going to have to win as a team.
Well, then your D's going to have to be like the D we had then. That's going to be the biggest issue where back when we played, obviously, those first Super Bowl runs, the D was carrying the team in the sense like, all right, kept us in games, gave us great field position, and then we did like the Patriots did in the game against Cincinnati, didn't make mistakes.
But you got, you know, you're a secondary guy. Mm-hmm. Like you got, I mean, you're talking about, you know, whether or not Chase was in it or not in it. But you certainly got, I think, a great job when it came to covering him from Christian Gonzalez.
Right.
And then you got a big play from Jones. Mm-hmm.
I think their defense is good all around the board. You talk about their secondary. Their secondary solid. Their front seven is solid. The D's going to be the reason why you're kept in games.
Right, and that's solid. They're not great yet because I did see a lot of holes in the defense, but they'll get better. I know they're going to go back on the film. They could be tighter in coverage at times and in certain situations, but overall for the first game, when no one expected them to be in it, you got to give those guys credit.
Yeah.
You know, you got to get credit where credit's due.
What do you think's more likely? The Patriots go to 1-2 or 3-0? Do you think it's more likely they're able to beat the Seahawks and Jets, or do you think it's more likely they lose both of those games?
I think they'll beat the Seahawks. We'll see how the Jets play next, because I seen something in the Jets. Maybe they can take advantage of that and run the ball because they have a defense. They can get after the quarterback, so I don't know how the protection is, but I really do think that with this momentum that they can go, you know, 2-0. You know, I really see that. So we're already halfway to what the after this week to what the predictions are, what Vegas says the Patriots are going to be.
Did you listen to Jerod Mayo yesterday with us at all?
No, I didn't.
Because he was, I found it very reassuring that he said, you know, we can't get too overhyped over that win. You know, it was week one.
It wasn't pretty.
He said that they still have a lot to work on. But my biggest takeaway was that they were able to get it done on the road. So now they come home. They've got Seattle coming to them. Different game week. Will that be easier for them in front of?
I think it will be easier for them because they got a win under their belt. And right now, what do they have to lose? Because everyone is expecting them to lose every game. So it's really no pressure when it comes to the outside, where all the pressure is what you have amongst your teammates and yourself, you know, to go out there and perform. So I think they're going to come out ready to rock and roll and looking forward to proving that all the experts wrong about this is the type of team that we are. And I think, again, I still think they're going to go at least .500,
What did you see from Jacoby Brissett?
He's a great game manager. Like I said, no touchdown passes, you know, was not even 200 yards. But when you can rely on the defense in the running game, he did what he was supposed to do. They didn't ask him to put the game in his hands. It's going to be interesting when he has to put the game in his hands. We can have a better assessment of what Jacoby Brissett is, you know, and I think that's where all the criticisms and the praise is going to come when you have to go out there and win the game. If you go out there and win the game, when asked to win the game, you probably won't be hearing nothing about Drake May. But if you go out there and stink up the joint, now everybody's going to start calling, hey, man, bring the young guy in. You know what I mean? So he still has to perform, but he hasn't had to in the first game.
Right, and that's ultimately going to be the biggest thing. Seattle, you know, they're a solid team. They're going to run the ball with Kenneth Walker III. I know he's banged up a little bit, but it's going to be when the game gets to the point where maybe you're down 14-3 and you have to throw the football. What can Jacoby Brissett do? That like for me, that's the biggest thing that I'm waiting for, because based off of his performance, I mean, like, those are high school numbers.
You brought it up earlier and said that Hunter Henry bailed him out.
Yeah.
I mean, the result would have been different.
Right. So imagine he throws that interception, right? And you lose this game and your defense plays good. Aren't we sitting here going, all right, when's Drake May getting in there? Just from one or even if I can't remember, it might have been Jonathan Jones who makes the play on the tight end who knocks the ball out when they're going in to score. Mm-hmm. And we sit there and go, oh, that's that one play right there, or the fumble from Cardona.
Duggar knocked the ball.
Right? So he knocks the ball. Where we're sitting there and going, okay, the deep played good, but the offense ran the football, but they can't throw. We got to sit there and go, well, when do we think you see Drake May? Because based on everything else, good defense, you can run the football. Now we just need a quarterback that has
16 points isn't going to get it done week to week.
And we've seen that here for the past couple of years where we go, the defense looks good, but Mac Jones offensively just can't get it done. And so now those are going to be the biggest questions that I think we're going to ask ourselves in the next couple of weeks. Even if they are like squeaking out wins here and there, it's going to be like, well, what happens when you got to throw the football?
Exactly. And this also says, okay, who do they have on the outside? Who is he throwing the ball to? I mean, you tell me somebody that scares you with the Patriots as far as receiver. You know what I mean? I don't think any decent DB is looking at it as like, oh, I got to get ready, or circling the Patriots. If anything, you're circling the Patriots saying, I'm going to make a play. You ain't worrying about it circling. It's like, okay, I got to study it harder this week because I'm playing against, you know, Marvin Harrison, you know, Randy Moss, or, you know, things like that.
Well, Gerard Mayo said yesterday on this show, they're always going to be a run team. Run first and foremost and go ahead and try to stop us. So that's
– well, that'll only take you so far, because defensively, Ty will tell you this, if you know – if you're a team like the Patriots and Ty's the defensive coordinator, he's probably saying stack the box and make Jacoby Brissett beat him.
Cincinnati most likely knew they were going to run the ball a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, they weren't able to stop it.
And that's true. And, you know, and I just don't understand how you don't always have a free rusher and saying, you got to beat me with Jacoby Brissett.
Well,
exactly.
And Gerard said that Ramondre was tired by the end of it. He had lost steam by the end of it. Talk to me week five. Yeah. Imagine how tired he's going to be then.
Right. Yeah. Eventually, you're going to have to put the game in the quarterback's hands and tell them to go win it. Because, like you said, Wiggy, they're going to stack the box. Okay, once I stack the box, you're going to have opportunities on the outside. My fear is no one on the...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Outside is going to be able to make the play. You know, I would have loved to see them get Brandon Ayuk. They offered him a lot of money, right, but he chose to stay. It's everything. But you need somebody. You know, it ain't like you have all the protection and you have a Tom Brady to make those decisions, and you don't have to have a Pro Bowl receiver. You don't have to have a big receiver. As soon as you get a big receiver like a Randy Moss, you see what Tom Brady was able to do. But that's a whole different category. You need somebody to make that quarterback better right now. And I don't think that they have that on the outside, at least not right now.
And I don't know, and it's tough to see what the kid Jalen Polk is. He's your second-round pick, top second-round pick, and we've seen what, you know, some of these wide receivers can be productive. You know, there's Garrett Wilson was productive his rookie year. There's plenty of receivers that are productive their rookie year. We saw it with second-rounders in Deebo Samuel and the guy you're getting ready to see this Sunday in DK Metcalf. So is it... You have a pretty good receiver, but you don't have a quarterback that can get him the football.
And all the receivers you named, they had a quarterback, you know, playing like Russell Wilson. He's playing at a Pro Bowl level at the time. He was Russell Wilson. So, yes, look, you have Aaron Rodgers. You have all these quarterbacks that can get you the ball, that's giving you the placement, that's working with you. But when you have someone not as seasoned and playing spot duty like that, like he has throughout his career, and like I said, I'm not saying anything negative against Jacoby Brissett, but he's not in the same ballpark as those other guys.
Right.
When you're talking about quarterback play.
Are you giving Aaron Rodgers a pass based on what you saw last night because he hasn't played in a year?
You know what? He's going to be a little rusty. I mean, regardless of the experience that he has, you still have to go out there and play football. So he threw some passes out there. I was like, oh, that's old Aaron right there. You know what I mean? He was able to, you know, put it in there like that.
Like the free play or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, just his ball placement. You know, and you, the zip that he has on the ball, you give him another, you know, couple weeks, he going to be ready to rock and roll, but you're going to be rusty. I don't care how good you are. When Michael Jordan left the game, the greatest of all time, when he came back, he wasn't the same Michael Jordan. You know what I mean? So you got to think about this game, and everyone's preparing. You have to continue to play the game.
I mean, he looked 40 years old last night.
I mean, we saw a quarterback play into his mid-40s, and we thought, oh, that's the new normal. It's not easy.
No.
And what Aaron Rodgers looks is he looks frail. Like, it felt like Tom got older, but he got stronger. Aaron Rodgers looked, like, thin, like gaunt.
Well, you got to understand, Aaron, though, the thing about Aaron Rodgers that's going to take him some time, he's coming back off an Achilles.
Right.
That's, like, one of the worst injuries you can have as a football player, that it just seems like it takes forever. And at that age, it's going to be he not only does he have to knock the rust off, like Ty said, he now has to get over the mental hump of, like, all right, my Achilles is fine. My Achilles is fine. My Achilles is telling himself.
Greg, Wiggy does mental humps. You know?
I've never dealt with like a serious injury like that, but I know played with guys that
I have.
They mentally, you got to get over, like, it's fine. You're not going to re-injure it, right?
I mean, it's very hard because you still feel it. Any little thing that you might normally feel, when you feel it in that injury, it's going to play on you a little bit. When I broke my foot, just coming back off that, any little thing that I felt that was not perfect, it played on me. You know what I mean? As far as how I'm going to break and how I'm going to move, things like that. So, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, the difference between him and Tom Brady, when Tom went down there, you know he made sure he brought his security blanket. He going to get Gronk. When Aaron is in New York, he really has nobody. You take like Lazard, but that's not the same.
No. He's got the kid Garrett Wilson, who's good.
Exactly, but you still have to get to play with him.
Right.
As soon as you get to play him, you only got to play with him one game, and you're out. So you're starting all over again. So Aaron is coming into a totally different situation than where Tom went into. You know what I mean? They had a set team. All they needed was a quarterback.
Right.
New York needed a little more than just a quarterback. Everybody said that's all they need is a quarterback. I call that a bunch of crap.
Right.
They needed more than just Aaron Rodgers. And I think that they loaded up and they got some more talent. Now let's put it together. But you can't expect Aaron Rodgers to be Aaron Rodgers right now.
Yeah, I think it's more about the defense.
You still think that's a top five defense?
I think so. Even though, you know, they did get run all over, though. They got ran all over. Maybe I'll chalk this one up to San Fran's a good football team. Shanahan, and I know Shime loves him. Shanahan does a great job with dialing up plays.
Goat.
because this kid, Jordan Mason, came out of nowhere, and he looked legit. And the holes and everything that they were able to open up for him. So I'll give them a pass in week one because it is a very good 49ers team. But my expectations are with the Jets defense, I think they were like top five last year. You know, that's where you expect them to be. So let's see what they do. They got Tennessee this week. Then we'll see them in a couple of weeks. Let's see what they look like if they clean up some of them holes.
All right. Ty Law's here. Take a quick break. I want your thoughts on what happened to Tyreek Hill. So we'll get that coming up. And it's a Ty Tuesday here at WEEI.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.